Madam President, China has 56 ethnic groups and attaches great importance to the rights interests of ethnic minority groups, ensure their equal participation economically, socially, politically, and in religious field, and enable them to enjoy the results of socioeconomic development. China is strongly opposed to racism and hate speeches and supports international laws and the international framework to combat hate speeches. We call on countries to combat hate speeches through legal and administrative measures. During global pandemic, politicians of certain Western countries have politicized and stigmatized the pandemic, and out of political motives, they have spread false information and incited racism and xenophobic feelings. And there's a drastic increase in the discrimination, hate speeches, and intolerance towards minority groups, which are in difficult situations. U.S. is the originator of the theory of racial supremacy, racial discrimination, and hate speeches. In history, U.S. has conducted frenzied expulsion and slaughtering of Indians. U.S. society has systematic and deep-rooted racism and white supremacy. The incidents of Floyd highlight once again the chronic problems of racism and police brutality in the country. The U.S. implemented a cruel policy of splitting family members of immigrants and conducting large-scale oppression of Muslims by introducing the so-called travel ban on Muslims. During pandemic, the ethnic minorities in the U.S. are in dire situation. As pointed out by the High Commissioner, pandemic has impacted greatly ethnic minorities. Death rates of among people of African descent is twice that of other groups. China calls on U.S. to put an immediate end to violating the rights of ethnic minorities, adopt effective measures to combat racism, xenophobia, and hate speeches on the social media. Thank you, Madam President.